Welcome back to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Scheffler, and we are in a series called Money with a Mission. And we've been talking about how we can use the resources that God has given us to further his kingdom in this world. In the podcast, we've talked to a couple of different guests who represent community partners right here in North Texas. Well, today I'm going to talk to another one of our partners. Ryan Chu is a church planter who is involved in planting a brand new church in Melissa, Texas. Christ Fellowship, along with other churches in the Collin County Church Planting Network, are going to be helping resource and support this brand new vision. I hope you'll enjoy our conversation with Ryan Chu. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I am here with another special guest. We are in the middle of our Money with a Mission series, and so we have been talking about like all the blessings that God gives us, how can we use those to further the kingdom of God? Mm-hmm. So we've had different ministry partners in. So you're my third guest.
Yeah.
So far we've talked to Hope Women's Clinic and we've talked to Hope Clinic.
Awesome.
I'm sorry, Hope Women's Center.
Yes.
And Hope Clinic.
Yeah. Good friends of theirs. I love them.
Love them yes. too. And Ryan, though, is here representing. He's a church planner.
Mm-hmm.
So that means you are about to start a brand new church.
Right.
Now, we've supported church plants before, mm-hmm. and I've had some church planters on, but they've not been local.
Yeah.
And you are right here.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're working right now at First McKinney,
mm-hmm.
down the street.
Yes. Yeah.
So, welcome, Ryan. I'm excited to talk to you about why you're church planning. Tell us a little bit about your story, and then you're going to be preaching on Sunday.
Right. Yeah.
So we'll get to have a little preview of your message.
Yeah, it shows the heart of Bruce and team, right? Like, the church at all. To hand over the pulpit, like that
yeah.
church time, that sacred time to just somebody, an outsider, right? No, you said something about the story. Basically, my wife and I, we grew up in Austin. We met when we were kids.
Okay.
And started dating in college. When we graduated, we got jobs in Dallas. And I would say I was pretty lukewarm at the time. Mm-hmm. But we joined a church. That's just what we were familiar with. We became believers when we were kids and grew up in the faith. And yeah, in our early 20s, just heard amazing gospel preaching, like Christ crucified, Christ glorified, and watched our church leadership really display like what the local church should be doing.
Yeah, which is great.
And so I worked in business for 6 years, and then in that time wanted to do some ministry work, but I didn't want to work at the church. And so I loved the idea of missions. We had been on a few mission trips, and I ended up at a water ministry where we drilled water wells in West Africa.
Wow.
And shared the gospel. Yes, it was a wild time. I was still stateside, but
yeah.
raising money for the projects and organizing a lot of that and going over there a lot. And yeah, just a transformational time. But it was in that season that I started helping teach students at our church and really dove into the scriptures, really read the thing all the way through, and a lot of resources outside the scriptures and articles and books, and just started to really drink it in and trying to understand, like, what is God doing here? Like, what is his great mission?
Right.
And it was in that season that my heart just grew for the local church and loving the mission of the local church and really what it does and its purpose. So it was in that season that started to feel that kind of call, that stirring.
Mm-hmm.
As Paul says in 1 Timothy 3:1, like one who aspires to the office of overseer. And so it just kind of started to churn. And long story short, I knew the new pastor, the new head pastor at First McKinney, and we kept the conversation going and became one of the pastors on staff 4 years ago. And in this season, we've started to lean and move towards the church plant.
That's great, because a lot of times, I always am fascinated with how people are called to ministry.
Right.
Because it seems like God uses all kinds of ways and, mm-hmm. and different circumstances, and then also different times of your life.
Right.
Because you weren't like in high school going, okay, I know this is what God is calling me to do. You were like, I'm going to business.
I'm the youngest of four. I'm not the one who's typically leading. Like, it just wasn't my place. I never saw myself in that position.
Yeah.
And yeah, I was just going, really, it's funny, we're in this giving season with Christ Fellowship, but my whole plan was the typical, like, maybe American Christian style of, like, I'm going to go make a bunch of money,
yeah.
and then I'll be really generous. You know, yeah. that kind of mentality.
And then I'll just be able to give.
Like, the easy life. Like, yeah. that was the plan. Yeah. And, of course, God had other plans. And
yeah. So do you think it was going on the mission trips Or was it the youth, or was it the combination of both? Because you said you were teaching the scripture.
Yeah.
So you were really getting into the word. Yes. And then you were also going and seeing the fruit of what the gospel can do in other parts of the world and what it does here locally.
Oh, yeah. And it was so like what the church does for an individual, it's all pointed towards discipleship or sanctification, right?
Yeah.
Like our worship builds us up in discipleship to become more like Christ. Our groups do the same thing. Jesus used missions as discipleship all the time, right?
Yeah.
He's walking, he's healing.
He's doing.
Yeah. And he's bringing his boys with him. Yeah. And they're just watching him. And then they get to do it alongside of him. And then eventually he's sending them off. And eventually he gets out of the way. And he goes back to heaven. He's like, this is up to you guys now. Right? Like, that's discipleship.
No, he does send the Spirit, though.
Yes. And he launches them out. And so, yeah, in that season, I tell people this all the time. The number one thing that will transform someone's life is the word of God.
Yeah.
Like steeping in the word of God, hearing from the Lord by his word. Obviously seasons of prayer, but really, living on mission, following those who are on mission, being discipling others, all of that kind of stirred together as you grow, as you mature. And then all of a sudden the light bulbs are just going off. And yeah, like Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart.
Yeah.
When you delight in him, like your heart starts to really coincide with his.
Yeah, your desires change.
Yeah.
Like and your desires become his desires.
Yeah, that's the warning, right? It's like, this really isn't about your heart. It's about his. And you'll find
it's not
his.
About you getting what you think you want. Yes. It's about what you really do want. Yes. You just don't know it yet.
Yeah, so all those things mixing together to point myself in that direction.
It's amazing how much you grow when you pour into others.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that we're always trying to emphasize here. I talk to a lot of people and they're like, oh, you know, I can't lead a group or I can't, you know, I don't know enough. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, you probably don't. And that's okay. You're not supposed to be like, you know, the wise leader on the hill.
Look at the 12 disciples.
Like, right. They messed up constantly.
Yes.
It's like, but you in the act of walking alongside someone else, pouring into them, you're going to grow probably 10 times more than they do.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. One of the top, there's like a learning pyramid or matrix I've seen before, you know, reading something, writing something, saying something, those help you remember and memorize. Yeah. The number one way to learn something is to teach it.
Yeah.
Like it ingrains it in you. And so there's some like disciples or learners.
Yeah.
If you were to disciple someone, you're supposed to teach them. So you have to be in some position of leadership, even if it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
There's a place for the introvert and there's a place for the extrovert.
Well, and that's our calling is to be in one-on-one relationships with other people where we're like, I mean, here at Christ Fellowship, we talk about, having people experience Christ through us.
Mm-hmm.
And so through meaningful conversations.
Yeah.
And so it's really just getting, that's powerful. I mean, think about, we all have people in our life that we can point to and go, wow, I'm so glad that person took the time to just sit and talk to me.
Yes. Our head pastor, Sam, he said it like this at First McKinney a lot. Similar, right?
Yeah.
It's a God's not just looking to work in you or to you, but through you.
Yeah.
And so, yes, that's, again, so much of our purpose. What is our purpose? And it's joining him on that mission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the church you're planting.
Yes.
Because that's a big step. Yes. I mean, that's like, talk about stepping out in faith.
A little bit.
So you're going to step out in faith. Now, but before we get to you, I want to talk about the churches involved in launching you.
Absolutely.
Because I think that's amazing.
Yeah. Because people don't go plant churches. Churches plant churches, right? Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And that's a good clarification because you don't want to step out on your own and do this. This is not Ryan
rogue Wild West. Yeah.
Yeah. Like me planting look at me. It's like, no, I want to be an extension of bodies of Christ already in existence.
Mm-hmm.
So there are a dozen churches kind of in this local church planting network, the Collin County. It doesn't really have an official name, you said.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Collin County Church Planting Network.
But sometimes I call them the Collin County Network.
Yeah.
But Sam and Bruce and a few others got together over a year ago. And the reality is that, population is just exploding and church engagement is dying. And at this point in our history, you have the unreached people groups, you have those nations, and now our own nation. At this point, it's just go plant a church. Wherever you need to go plant a church, plant a church. And there are some places with lower percentages, and you can get into that. But the reality is that, like Collin County has about 1 million people in it.
Yeah.
It's projected to have 2 million people over the next 20 or 30 years.
Yeah.
The town that I live in, Melissa, Texas, has gone from 5,000 to 25,000. It's going to go up to about 100 or 125,000 over the next 20 or 30 years. McKinney, where we are at right now, 200,000 people.
Yeah.
20 years ago, it was 20.
I was going to say, when we moved here in 2001, I think it was like 50,000. Yes. And now it's 211,000 last time I checked the sign.
And the scary thing is it's supposed to get up to 400,000.
Yeah.
Like the DFW Metroplex is just exploding.
Yeah.
People are moving in here every single day by the hundreds. And also, guess what? The nations are here, right? And we all know this. We said this a lot in the church world now, but we realize it. Like, the unreached people groups of the world are in our backyard.
Yeah, we talk all the time about, you know, you go to pick up your kids at school, if your, you know, kids go to public school especially, and you see the whole, like, all kinds of people from all over the world who have come here and are living here and in our communities right here. And so, you know, it's not just that we go there.
Oh, absolutely.
They've come here.
Yeah.
And so we have the opportunity to impact people for Christ. And then they will impact other people for Christ that they, that are in, you know, their family groups and their countries. And so, yeah, it's just all about multiplication.
Yeah. People, you know, some people get passionate, like, oh, we need to be international. Some people, oh, we get so focused on that. We need to be here as a church for the people inside or outside. It's like, yes.
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Well, same like is discipleship and evangelism. Well,
right.
Both.
Yes.
And
let the Lord lead you. Be faithful. Be obedient. Do what he taught us to do. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now let's talk specifics. You are talking about planting a church, or not you. This network.
The Lord.
The Lord
is planting a church.
Ultimately planting this church.
Yeah.
With the help of this network of churches that you are going to be the pastor of, though.
Right.
In Melissa.
Yes. There is. I had a buddy. We talked about this one time. The unfortunate thing is someone has to lead. Like, if the word of God could just preach itself, we'd all get out of the way. But someone's got to do
would
it.
We?
Yeah, right? And so, yeah,
we would like to
naturally
think we would,
get in the way. But, it's just the way that the church is organized. It has elders, it has leaders, it has deacons and servants.
Sure.
And, so there is leadership. But all that to say, yes, the Lord ordained this meeting, right, about a year or so ago of these churches, and they got together. And then, really, they just started talking of who do we have in our pipelines? Who do we have who's seeking, willing to, wanting to? The old thing of faithful, available, and teachable is what we're looking for, right?
Yeah.
And so, the Lord, again, had been stirring in my heart for that for years, and it just, the stars aligned on this thing, and it worked out. And so, yeah, over the last year or so, my wife and I have gone through assessments. You go through a lot of organizations.
Yes.
You do all the personality tests. You do presentations.
Yeah, well, and it's because they want to.
Yes.
They want to set you up to succeed.
Oh, you want to plant well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, yeah.
Absolutely.
And there are different kinds of leaders. You're talking about leadership. There's leaders that are more entrepreneurial, and they're the ones trailblazers. And there's leaders that are more collaborative. And
totally.
It's important to know who you are and what your...
Big time.
What your strengths are.
Yeah. Yeah. And if, I mean, if I was...
That God is built into you.
If I was one of these organizations and I was going to put tens of thousands of dollars into a church plant, I want to be confident in that.
That's
right?
The practical part.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, and that's a good reality. I appreciate their thoroughness and care.
Yeah.
So yes, we have walked through that journey. We've gotten to invite people into it, and praise God that, Lord willing, we'll be covenanting as a new church in February, 2024.
That's exciting. That's a little over a year.
Less
than a year.
Like 4 months.
4 months.
Yes.
I'm like, what year is it? Yeah. February 2024. That's so soon.
Yeah.
Ryan.
Next year, but 4 months away. Yeah.
That's crazy.
And, we'll gather as a church. And so our goal, again, Lord willing, February 18th is our first kind of open Sunday.
So where are you going to meet?
There's a sweet old church in Melissa who they gather on Sunday mornings, but they are willing to let us use their space on Sunday nights.
Okay.
And so there's a couple of those churches in town, and we've talked to them. Melissa's a funny town. Without getting into all of it, it's a very new-ish town. It's obviously old in its existence, but just now getting a lot of addition and build infrastructure, buildings, all that stuff.
Yeah, I drove through there coming back from out of town, and I was like, I hadn't been out there in forever. I was like, look at all the stuff.
Yeah.
There's like stuff. I mean, there's neighborhoods and, you know, new shops and restaurants.
And... Yeah. And we moved in there 4 years ago when I came on staff at First McKinney. Obviously now looking and saying, yes, the Lord providentially put us there.
Yeah.
Like, it's where the house that we could find and is where it worked out. We've fallen in love with the town, with the people in it. And yeah, our heart is just, Lord, let's build another gateway of heaven, right? As the church is ushering in the kingdom.
Yeah.
Like letting people experience just a taste of what it's going to be like, right? And so our hope and dream is to be biblically faithful, what he's instructed us to do, and bring just refreshment to that city by the gospel and live that out. And so, some churches in town are being sweet to let us use their facility on Sunday nights. And there's just, to be frank, there's just not a lot of options there in that city, a very unique city.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you a cynical question for our more cynical listeners out there. Why do we need another church in Melissa? You just said you're using the building of a church that's already there.
Right.
Why do we need a new church in
Absolutely.
Melissa?
Absolutely. So good example. I'll probably say this on Sunday. Christ Fellowship. Do you know how many people, like, let's just ballpark. Are there like 2,000 people here on a Sunday?
Yeah, roughly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think that's, yeah. We're a similar size church where we're at. So both of our churches together, each one individually represents 1% of the city, of McKinney.
Yeah.
Now, the Bible tells us not everybody's going to say yes.
Yes.
But if church engagement is on the decline like it is and population is racing like it is, we need dozens and dozens and dozens of more churches just like this and other expressions, other sizes, other forms to reach the people of God in his city. Mm-hmm. And so, we need more churches in our area to reach those people. A lot of the churches, like in Melissa, again, 25,000 person town. It's going to quadruple here soon.
And that's just, is that in the city limits?
Right.
Yeah, and that doesn't count like all these,
oh my gosh,
the urban sprawl we've got going on.
Right.
I mean, Melissa's just part of DFW now.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, McKinney used to be the exurb.
There's this little sliver on the map of grass, you know, you see on Google, and it's going to get swallowed up into the concrete jungle that is the Metroplex.
Yeah, but all the way up to Anna.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
And so I think all the churches in Melissa could hold maybe 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And there's 25,000 people in this town.
Yeah.
And so, we believe we've been called there to plant a church to reach people for the glory of God.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's such an important point. It's like, even if you filled up every single church in Collin County on a Sunday morning, there would be thousands and thousands of people without a seat.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so, again, like you said, not everyone's going to say yes, but we certainly want to make it available. And, you know, I think churches have unique personalities.
Yeah.
Like you said, unique expressions of the the big C church has unique expressions in the little C churches. Uh-huh. And so you are going to bring, and your leadership team and the people you have going with you to plant are going to bring something new, and something different to Melissa that may reach people that the churches who are existing.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't.
Yeah.
And I mean, in Christ Fellowship, I love, Bruce has always had this attitude. Our elders have always had this attitude. We're like, we just want people to go to church somewhere.
Yeah.
And if you come here and Christ Fellowship is not for you, maybe you want something more liturgical or maybe, you know, whatever your needs are, we will help happily recommend another church for you to try.
Yeah.
Because we just want you to be part of a body.
Amen.
And so I feel like that's what you guys are doing. You're like, we're not trying to replace anybody. Yeah. We're not trying to, like, you know,
totally
be the big, better, awesome, more awesomeness in town. You're just like, hey, look, we may have something that will reach people. And that's what we all want to do.
And I think, like, this church is definitely putting, however you want to say it, money where its mouth is or whatever. Yes, giving to this church, but also just to let someone come and preach and go, hey, by the way, we're planting over here if you want to come.
Yeah.
And I mean, that shows the heart of a church. That's a Christ-likeness, right?
Because people may see you on Sunday and go, hey, we want to go see Ryan and his, and not just you. Like you said, I appreciate your humility in saying it's not about you.
Yeah.
It's about what God's going to do through the people, the body of Christ. And so do you have like a team, like you have a group of people who are all committed to starting with you?
Yeah, we got to announce all this to our church here recently. And so just before that, having a few conversations with a few folks, and we just had our first interest meeting at our church. And so starting to have a lot of follow-up meetings and stuff like that. And so, yeah, there's a handful of families who are all in, and there's another handful who are leaning that way and, you know, just praying through it. And so it's been really cool to see how the Lord's bringing his people for his church, for his glory, right?
And they will shape it. And that's the way the body should work.
Amen.
And so that's exciting. Yeah. And I mean, that's a big step for First McKinney too, because not only are they going to lose you,
right? Yeah.
But they're also probably going to, some people are going to be sent from there to start this. What's the name of the church?
Highlands Baptist Church.
Highlands Baptist Church. Okay.
Yeah.
In Melissa.
Right.
That's exciting. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited. I love to hear about a new church. I think churches are like people. They're fascinating. They each have their own characteristics, their own personalities. And I just love, it just shows the creativity of God.
Amen.
In functioning churches.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
In healthy churches.
That's good.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so February will be your launch date, February 18th.
Yep.
That's so exciting. I know. I'm really happy for you.
It's creeping up. Yeah, we, again, having a few interest meetings this month. December, we'll have a series of prayer meetings at the location. And then we'll let everybody enjoy Christmas and New Year's. And then we'll jump in and have 5 weeks of a kind of a teaching series on Sunday nights to get people familiar with just the rhythm of being a Sunday night church.
Yeah, that will be different.
And
yeah.
setting the foundation of this is what the Bible says a church is and does.
Yeah.
This is how we're going to do that. And then we'll basically give everyone an opportunity to chew on that, ask questions and discussion. And then the week of around February 11th, covenanting together, committing to that, taking the Lord's Supper for the first time as a new church. And then from there, we get to launch and start preaching the gospel and reaching our neighbors.
That's so exciting. Yeah. That's exciting. Yeah. So how can people listening support you?
Yeah. So, and it's, people always say it first because it actually is true, is pray for us.
Yeah.
I mean, the power of prayer. I've once heard someone say it's like participating with God. Like you're just asking in him to just send down just a little more of his will that's already happening. We just get to grab onto it. And so praying for us as a church, praying for faithfulness, praying for unity, for a 2 Corinthians 2, like aroma of Christ to be present and a refreshment for the people in our city. Because we're Sunday nights, we actually went, we went and did some just kind of door to door, like introducing ourselves, praying for neighbors, seeing how they're doing, if they go to church, inviting them in. So we went to one of our core team members' house. Then we walked around and just met some people in their neighborhood. And because we're all bad Americans who don't know all of our neighbors, right? And so we got to do that, and that was good. And after the fact, the wife of the couple we were walking with just looked over and she said, so all the church people are going to be at church on Sunday morning, and we're a Sunday night church. We should just go meet people on Sunday mornings.
Wow.
While they're, and I was like, genius. Amen.
Love
like,
the way
like,
she thinks.
Yes. And I was like, you're our new director of outreach.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you for volunteering.
Uh-huh. So,
but she's right though.
Right. Oh,
and you're going to be able to reach people who a morning thing is not their thing.
Yes.
Or that work. Mm-hmm. You know, I know people who are like, I can't go to church on Sunday morning because I wait tables and or I, you know, work at Macy's or whatever.
And it's funny because the slight traditional in me, right, says, well, Sunday mornings, that's what we do. And
right. And because you've done that your whole life.
And honestly, that is a probably a long term desire.
Sure.
But the way the Lord has orchestrated this is that, hey, right now you're a Sunday night church. Mm-hmm. And I think you're right. There's going to be something there that's captured. And I can't wait.
This is going to be such an adventure.
It is, yes. Yeah.
But God's going to show you guys so much. It's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I would be remiss if we did not talk a little bit about your sermon on Sunday.
Yes.
So give us a little preview of what you're going to talk about.
Yeah. So in Acts 18, we find Paul in the middle of his second missionary journey, and we get to see his experience in Corinth as he goes, and the Lord gifting him in a very unique way. And something that he gives him in that moment that's so desperately needed. And then you turn the page to Acts 19 and you see kind of the same effect that happens in Ephesus.
Yeah,
at
I love that story
at
in
a
Ephesus.
Magnitude, right? And so looking at both of those and the mission, of course, like in this giving series of thinking, so to what end are we giving?
Yeah.
And seeing what this missional vehicle really does. I had a buddy who once said, there is no plan B. The church is God's plan A for ushering in his kingdom.
Yeah.
And it was in that was in the season with a water ministry, like a mission parachurch ministry.
Yeah.
And that's just when the light bulbs were going off and going, that's what I'm going to be a part of.
Yeah.
And so, a lot of that's going to be leaned into on Sunday, and I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I say this a lot. People listening are probably tired of it, but I'm going to say it again. I think we get so familiar with the body metaphor in the Bible that we forget how powerful that is.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are, and we use the phrase, we're the hands and feet of Jesus all the time. But literally we are.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's how God designed it. Mm-hmm. He wants us to go out and do the things that he's called the church to do.
Yes.
To bless others and to usher in his kingdom, like you said. And so if we don't step up and do what he calls us to do, it's not going to get done.
Right.
I mean, and God could do it any way he wanted to. He could miraculously do all kinds of things, but he has chosen us.
Yeah, he doesn't need us.
He does not
need
us.
But he wants us.
But he wants us. And we get to be a part.
Yeah.
I mean, what better way to orient your life?
I once heard someone say, like, everything basically goes back to those first three pages of the Bible. And really, like, the Lord creates humanity and then in his benevolence, like, partners with them. And goes, okay, here you go. This is my creation.
Yeah.
But you get to rule it. And you cover the earth. And so obviously we messed it up very quickly. It didn't take long. But we're back on that mission. And he restored that. And he says, okay, now keep going. Like there's this whole mission. We have to like recover the earth with my spirit, just as it was hovering over the waters. That's what we're here to do.
Yeah.
And so that's what the church is. It's ushering it in because yes, the Holy Spirit dwelling in people, right? And so here comes his invisible kingdom just spreading around the world. And in some nations, praise God, it's invisible because it is just undermining so much of oppression and awful goodness. Governments.
And there's so much freedom to be found. When people find God, when they find Jesus, they can be set free from all kinds
When the kingdom shows up, it just things change.
It changes lives.
Yeah.
And that's what we want to see.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, I'm going to pray for you. We always end the podcast in prayer. So I'm going to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Father God, I thank you for Ryan. I thank you for the passion you've put in him. I thank you for the gifting. I thank you for the Holy Spirit that you have given him, Lord, and his willingness to step out and say, yes, Lord, I will go. And so, Father, I just pray for this new church. I pray that the people who are going, the people who will be part of his founding leadership team, his founding families, Lord, I just pray that you will give them such a sense of purpose and urgency and just a sense of love, Lord, that they will overflow with your love for the community of Melissa. And people will come. People will come to you because you are such a great and mighty and amazing God, and you have given us everything in Jesus. And we love you so much. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right, everybody. We will see you back next week.